Scripture reading for our message this morning is from Psalm 90, 1 through 6, and verses 10 and 12. You can follow along with me in your Bibles or up in the screen. Psalm 90 is a prayer of Moses, the man of God. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You return man to dust and say, "Return, O children of man." For 1,000 years in your sight are but as yesterday when it is past, or as a watch in the night. You sweep them away as with a flood. They are like a dream, like grass that is renewed in the morning. In the morning it flourishes and is renewed, and in the evening it fades and withers. The years of our life are 70, or even by reason of strength, 80. Yet their span is but toil and trouble. They are soon gone and we fly away. So teach us to number our days that we might get a heart of wisdom. Well, what a thrill and privilege this morning to have our senior pastor, Pastor Watt, for the very first time in our English service, we welcome him to the pulpit. Let's give a South Florida welcome to Pastor Watt. Please bring us God's word.
Good morning. It's good to see you all. I've been here for 3 weeks, and I try to meet as many people as I can and try to memorize as many names as I can, but I mix up all the English, Cantonese, and the Mandarin people names, so maybe I pronounce or say your names wrongly, so sorry about that, but you can talk to me again. Oh, Pastor, my name is what? Okay, and then I try to memorize again, so I do remember some name, but not all of you. Hopefully in a few months I can talk to you and then recognize your name. So do tell me your name when you meet me. So don't be shy. I'm not a shy people. I can talk to you, okay? So let's start with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this morning that we can study your words together. May you come and your Holy Spirit align us so that we can understand what you want us to know today. Speak to us through your spirit and your words. In Jesus' name pray. Amen. Today I want to talk about using times wisely. Okay, let you imagine one thing. Imagine there's a bank that credits your account each morning. Okay, like 11:59, turn to 12 o'clock in the morning. And then you open your account and look through the internet. You see, wow, there's a big amount of money deposit in your account. The amount is $86,400. Are you excited? Wow, a lot of money. Each day it will deposit to your account. But each morning, the amount will be disappeared, deleted, if you fail to use the rest of the money in your account. So you only have one day to use it. What will you do if this is the case? What will you do? Draw out every cent from the account every day, isn't it? Don't waste it. Am I correct? Yeah. Is it good if you have the amount every day? $86,400. In fact, you have. I guarantee you. You have an account called time. You know what happened? Each morning, there's a new time. How many seconds in a day? 86,400 seconds in credit to your account. So everyone, you and me, have the same amount of time every day. But everyone need to use it wisely. Otherwise, when it turned to next day, what happened to the time? It disappeared. So we cannot save the time. We cannot store it for future use. We cannot borrow it so that we can, oh, I don't have enough time today. I borrow it from tomorrow and use it today. No, time It's time. And you should use it wisely every day. I remember when my child were young, I like to bring them to a long trip. What is long trip? And drive a car, at least 10 hours drive from one place. I remember I drove from Houston to Florida one time. So I forget how many hours. In between, I stopped one place. So, you know, children, what they usually ask in the car, do you know? Are you there yet? You are my children, thank you. But as a parents, we have different perspective. Oh, this trip is too short. Can we have longer time? I enjoy it. I don't want to go back to work. It's too much, too many problems, and I don't want to deal with it. But as a child, you always say, are we there yet? As a child, as a children, you want to grow up faster so that you can ride your bike to buy ice cream. And, oh, no, I want to go even older. I can drive the car. Is it 15 here? I hope I turn 15, I can drive the car. And then turn 18, I can be independent. 21, I can do whatever I like. Oh, you smile, you are the one. So, in fact, we see time differently. Different people had different perspective. Many adults, do you know, they try to fight time. They try to, you know, do their best. And they try to wake up early and stay as late as possible so they can use more time. And even when you look at, when you drive your car, you look at them, they may have a breakfast inside the car and then doing makeup or using the razor or whatever, talking on the phone. One time I see a person put a TV in front of the board. Wow, you can do a lot of things to save time. Chinese people like to save time buying what? Instant noodle. Have you tried? Just put the water in the noodle and then you eat it. You don't need to cook. But I ask you a question. Where's the time when you save? Is it here? No. If you don't use it wisely, you cannot use it anymore. Like Michael this morning reminds us the Bible passage. When you look at Jesus' life, how is Jesus' life? He never seemed to be a hurry person. Although he was sent by God to do a mission in the world, very important mission, to save the world, to save you and me. And he knew he only had 3.5 years on earth to accomplish his mission, but he never hurried. He spent time, he made time to enjoy the time with the Father and enjoy the creation of the world, the flowers and the birds, and spend time even touch the children, ask them to come. So, time, in fact, for Jesus, is his friend. How about you? Is time is your friend? If you want to use the time wisely, we need to see time is your friend, like Jesus Christ. And God is creator of the world, as we read from Psalm. And God do not wear watches, because he created everything. He does not have a calendar and make all the appointments, but he knows time very well. So if you want to learn how to use the time wisely, you need to know the Bible words. As we study Psalms together today, can we read several Bible words again? So let's read together in verse 3. Let's read together. You return man to build dust and set. Can you read louder? Okay, sorry again. You return man to build dust and set. Return, O children of man, for 1,000 years in your sight up as yesterday, when it's past and as a watch in the night, you swept them away as with a flood. They are like a dream, like grass that is renewed in the morning. In the morning, it flourishes and renewed. In the evening, it fades and withers. The years of our life are 70, or even by reason of strength, 80 Yet their spend is but is toy and trouble. They are soon gone, and we fly away. So teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom. The Bible reminds us, time goes so fast. We are so busy every day. Recall how you use the time, or you want to use the time. When you are young, we want to grow up faster, and after we go, enter the college, you want to, what, get a good job, isn't it? And after you get a good job and work in a company, you want to get married. After you get married, you want to get children. And after you get children, you want to get grandchildren and grandchildren. So when we slow down and think, at that time, we are grandmother and grandmother, and the Bible said, we fly away. We fly away. So the Bible teaches us what in verse 12? Teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom. We need to get the wisdom so that we can use the time wisely. So I hope God grant us this kind of wisdom this morning, that we can know how to use this time. I would help you to use the time using one English word called T-I-M-E, time. There's four principles to use the time wisely. First, T, what is it? Treasure the time. And the next word is I, isn't it? Immerse the time. What's M? Money? No. Manage the time. And the last one, enjoy the time. So say it together. What is it? Treasure the time. Immerse the time. Manage the time. Enjoy the time. Get it? So I finish. I don't need to talk, isn't it? You learned it already. T-I-M-E. Treasure the time. Immerse the time. Manage the time. Enjoy the time. What is treasure the time? What's treasure the time? God said we need to treasure our time because we need to see it as a valuable gift. The psalmist reminds us, so teach us to number our days. Why? Why need to number our days? Because this reminds us one day we will leave this earth, isn't it? That's what the psalmist said. You return man to dust. Everyone will return as dust. No one can escape. Even for me, I'm getting old. I don't know how long I can have. But one day, I will return to dust. So, we need to treasure the days that we have and treat it as a gift from God and use it wisely. Someone say, yesterday is what? History. Tomorrow is what? Okay, today is a gift. So that's why we call what? Present. So present is now or a gift. Same word, isn't it? So remember, present, a gift from God. Time is variable. How to vary the time? How to vary the time? How to understand the value of the time? To realize the value of 1 year, you can ask a student who failed a grade. Maybe he needs to repeat 1 year. In Hong Kong, we need to. I repeat 1 year when I, a final year before I go to college. Just too sad, repeat 1 year. I failed. So ask me, I can tell you. To realize the value of 1 month, you can ask a mother who gave birth to a premature baby. To vary a hour, so like a businessman who fights with delay and he missed a very important business deal. So how about 1 minute? A man who had a heart attack, but fortunately, a doctor sit beside him in the restaurant, so saved his life. How about 1 second? Because of 1 second, the car cannot hit you head on. How about 1 millisecond? Is it important? Yes. You can ask an Olympic swimmer who lose the first pulse because of 1 millisecond. So every second is treasurable. Time is variable. We can make a lot of money, but can you make time? No. Have you heard about the expression in Chinese people, in Chinese, I don't know the English culture, but in Chinese culture, it always say time is what? M, money. Have you heard about it? Is it time is money? Time is much variable than money because you know why? You can make money, even if it's hard to make it, but you cannot make time. So that's why I say time is more variable than money. A.W. Tauscher, a very famous theologian, wrote, time is a resource that is non-renewable and non-transferable. You cannot store it up, hold it up, divide it up, or give it up, or save it for a rainy day. When it's lost, it's unrecoverable. When you kill time, remember that it has no resurrection. Is it correct? I believe so. So understand, we need to treasure time. This T, treasure our time. What's next? I, invest our time. You cannot save time. You can only invest in it. As I said, time is what? More valuable than what? Money. So you need to really think about how to use the time. But some people want to save it. Ah. There's a person around in 1970, a person named called Jim Croce, wrote a song, and the song says something like that, if I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I would like to do is save every day till eternity passed away just to spend time with you. Wow, wonderful. Talk to your wife, your husband. Is it wonderful? I just want to spend time with you. Wow. Talk to your girlfriend, boyfriend. It's okay. But the song is good. The song is good. And he wrote that song. And after a few months, he killed it in an accident in Louisiana at the age of 30. So, we cannot save time. We cannot save time. And Billy Graham says something like that. Time is the capital that God has given us to invest. People are the stocks in which we are to invest our time, whether they are blue chips or penny stock or even junk bonds. So time, we need to invest. Where? Especially in people. So, first of all, we should understand we can't save time, only invest in it. Also, how we invest in time reflects our priorities. You know how many hours in a week? Tell me. Who is good in mathematics? How many hours in a week? 168 hours. Can you get more? No. Can you get less? No. Everyone get 168 hours. How you use 168 hours in a week? I assume you spend 7 hours in sleeping. So how many hours? 56 hours in a week. And how about your study or work? How many hours? Maybe 40 hours or 50 hours, something like that. And go to work and go to a school or doing some brushing your teeth or whatever, personal hygiene, and use 24 hours. So how many hours you can use? Have you do the calculation? I guess, estimate, 35 hours a week you can use. You can use it freely, whatever you like to do. So how many hours in a day? How many? 5 hours you have in a day. So if I were able to follow you every day for 1 week, for look at you how to use the 5 hours. I can tell you your priority. What's your priority? I can tell you. How about that, Michael? I follow you 1 week. Can I? I can. I follow 1 week. No, Pastor, but don't follow me. There are so many things I don't want you to see. That's just joking. But you maybe like that. You maybe agree about what I say. But maybe like that, you spend a lot of time in the computer, checking email or on Facebook or chat with your friends or watching TV or a lot of different things you do. You know the Chinese people, not Chinese, Cantonese or Mandarin, Cantonese people, say Cantonese people. Do you know what's their favorite TV show? Any Cantonese province? Well, in LA, I know, but I don't know here, you can tell me. But in LA, I tell you what they like to watch. Korean drama. He spent hours and hours on sleep just trying to finish the drama. Have you tried that? You are one. You are the parents of me. People like spend time what they like to do, but they are not using in the right way. So how much time, this I'm talking about five hours every day, you devote your time to read God's word? How many hours? Tell your pastor. Don't tell me, tell Scott after the service. Okay, I don't know. Maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or even 0 minutes. Okay, I don't know how long you spend your time to read God's word. But as a wise person, as a God's people, the most important thing, we set the priority. The priority is we need to know God. We need to spend time to read the Bible so that we know what's right and what's wrong. We have the God standard so that we can make the right decision, not like other people. They just, whatever the culture tell them or the TV tell them, they just follow the culture, follow what other people say. We don't have the mind, right mind, to make right decision in our life. So the Bible reminds us in Matthew chapter 7, 24 to 25, everyone those who hears these words of mine, God's words, and does them, will be like a what? Say it again. Like what? Wise man. We need wisdom, isn't it? We want to study, use the time wisely. We want to be a wise man, wisdom, who built this house on what? On the what? Rock, okay. Rock, why is rock? And when there's a rock, built on the rock, like your house, built on the rock. When the rain fell and all the floods came and the winds blew and beat on the house, but it did not what? Fall. Now, I know that you had turkey here, is it? You are afraid of it. I don't have email. I don't have that email. I don't need to worry about it. But think about your house built on the rock or built on the sand. Which house will stand when there's storm? Of course, rock. So today, I would like to ask you, are you spending time? How are you spending your time? Your time on the sand or on the rock? If you want to spend the time like building the foundation on the rock, what is it? Study God's word. Not watching Korean drama or just spend time on Facebook or talking, messaging, whatever, WhatsApp. There's a lot of things I don't know. You tell me later. You just waste our time. I want to introduce you to one young gentleman. His name called Derek. Derek was a young individual. He came from a very poor background. David was determined when he grew up, he was not going to be a poor person again. He hoped his kids have the best education and the family has all that they want. So David determined to work very hard from the college and get the MBA and then enter to a very famous company and work harder and harder and climb up from the ladder to the top of the company, and one day his wife asked,
talk to him and ask him, honey, can you slow down and spend some time with the family? And David said, okay, okay. Let me do another one of investment. Then I will slow down. So he continued to work very hard, spend the money in the store, and try to earn as much money as he can. And then one day he realized, okay, maybe it's a good time to slow down. So he switched on the computer, tried to do calculation. How much I have? Oh, good. I have a fantastic house. 5-bedroom, 3-garage, 2 acres of land. Good. I have 2 Mercedes and whatever, you know, whatever is good. He has. And then I have a lot of money in the stock and the bank. Right, and I'm now 45. I should listen to my wife. I should slow down. But at that time, he hear God speak to David, speak to him. You fool, I will demand your life today. What can you use your money, your possessions, when you leave this earth? And all of a sudden, David suddenly got a heart attack and died. And this, we may enter a situation like that. And the Bible reminds us so, it's the one who lays up treasure for himself as not rich toward God. God knows your plans. God knows your dream. God knows how you use the time every day. We think we can manage our time, and then one day we can enjoy it. But one thing you don't know, the life clock, when it's kicking, but when they will stop. You don't know when you leave this earth like David. When David realized he needs to slow down and enjoy the life with the family, and he lose it all. Dear brothers and sisters, Jesus put it in this way, we need to learn. Matthew 16:20, can we read together? Read it together. For what will profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what shall a man give in return for his soul? Is it right? No matter how you accumulate for yourself, you need to have a life to enjoy it. So the question I want to ask you today, do you invest your time to know Jesus Christ more? Do you have a confidence in the eternal life? If not, you need to find out the answer. Or after you accept Jesus Christ, are you willing to invest your time to follow Jesus wholeheartedly? How to follow him? Jesus said in Matthew 16, verse 24, if anyone would come after me, let him, what? Deny himself, and then take up his cross and follow me. That's a sacrifice. That's a commitment. It's not a easy going. You need to sacrifice your time to follow God. And also in 27, continue to say, for the Son of Man is going to come with the angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay each person according to what he has done. There's a reward in future. He will judge us. Whatever we do, we'll get a return and a reward. Are we a good steward of time so that we can get the reward? And how God judges, also in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 12 to 15. Now if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become manifest. For the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed by fire. And the fire will test what sort of work each one has done. That means you and me. If the work that anyone has built on the foundation survives, he will receive a reward. Is it good? Good. But if anyone's work is burnt up, he will suffer loss, though he himself will be saved, but only as through fire. So one day God will come back and do a evaluation, and then will talk to us how we spend our time. And you may think, oh, I want to do good. I want to do good. But the Bible tells us that God will judge us. It will be based on what? Not we intend to do. Maybe we have good intention. You always want to do good, but it's actually what you have done. So that's why the psalmist reminds us, teach us to number our days. We need to know our days, how many days, not long, that we may get a heart of wisdom. We have the wisdom to do things wisely, to do the things that is for eternal purpose. So we have T-I-M-E, you know how to what? Treasure the time, and then invest the time. And third one, manage the time. A time management expert always like to teach people how to manage the time, okay? And a professor one day teaching his students, and he bring a big jar in front of the student, and then he bring several big rocks, and then put several big rocks into the jar. And I asked the student, is the jar full? Some people say yes. And then the professor says, no. Here I have some small rocks. See, I can put the small rocks inside the jar. Right. And then the professor asks, is it filled yet? No one dared to answer this time. And then the professor suddenly bring some sense and pour into the jar. Wow, we fill up. And the professor asks again, is it filled up yet? Some people, yes, sweep it. But it's not. Now, the professor bring a jar of water and pour into it. Oh, it filled up now. So he asked his student, what is the lesson of this experiment? Tell me, if you are the student, what is the experiment? What is the purpose of the experiment? Huh? Michael, what do you say? Pass. There's no pass this way. Anyway, willing to answer. Try. Ken is a doctor, you should answer. Some student answer, and they all agree with this student. He said, no matter how busy you are, you can squeeze time for something. Is it correct? No, the professor said, the lesson is not that. The lesson is, you need to put the big rocks into the jar first, otherwise other thing cannot put it inside. And you need to put the first thing first. If you fill all the small thing, can the big rock put it inside? No. So the first thing, to fit everything together, you put the big one, inside the jar first. So what's the lesson for us? You need to put God first in your life. And then, what's the result? Let me read together, Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and the result is it, and all these things will be added to you. Is it great? We need to put God first in your life. We are talking about time. How you put God first in your life to using time is important. And then all this or the rest of the thing you want, God will add it unto you. So don't forget this Bible verse. So every moment is a gift from God. We have to manage it wisely. There are an entire field called time management. Okay, so a lot of people try to teach you use the time wisely and manage the time wisely. And there's a book called Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. I don't know whether you read it before. Stephen Conrad wrote it a long time ago. And I like that book very much. He says something like that, time management is a misleading concept. You can't really manage time. You can't delete it, speed it up, save it, or lose it. No matter what you do, time keeps moving forward at the same rate. The challenge is not to manage time, but to manage ourselves. Get it? We cannot manage time, but we need to manage our ourselves to how to use the time. So Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16, Paul said, making the best use of the time because the days are evil. The words, making the best use of the time, in King James Version, translated as redeeming the time, redeeming the time. I like this translation more. What's redeeming the time? Why? Because the days are evil. There's a lot of evil things Satan wants us to do, and we waste our time to do it. But when we redeem the time, we can overcome the evil. So making the best use in the Greek means buy back. And time in Greek means opportunities, when opportunities arise. So there's two meanings. Redeeming the time, there's in fact two meanings. The first one is willing to spend an effort to buy back the time that we lost. And then we try our best to do the right thing. Or the secondly, when we say time means opportunities, that means we give our best use of opportunities to build our life a purposeful life. So I would say that this redeeming the time can mean seize the opportunities to live a purposeful life. Also, we just finished reading verse 16, but in verse 15, it said, look carefully then how you walk, not like unwise, but as wise. We mentioned we want to learn how to be wisdom, have wisdom, a wise man. So Paul said, look carefully, and how you walk. Carefully, these words in Greek means cautiously. Just like when you imagine you go to a high mountain, there's a cave, the road is very level. What will you do? You look carefully before you move forward, and then you fall into the cliff. It's very dangerous. So look carefully, cautiously. And then how you walk in the Greek means correctly. We need to do correct things. So if we put the Bible words together, 15 and 16, what does it mean? Pay attention to all the time and seize every opportunities. Pay the price to buy back waste time. Manage time wisely. Do what pleases God. That's Paul reminds us. We need to have the wisdom to make use of every moment to do the right thing to please God. So, secondly, you should also need to understand, if you don't manage your time well, someone else will do it for you. I think most of you have encountered that, especially some people, they don't know how to use the time. Okay, anyone come and ask you to do something, I can do it for you. Then you don't have any more time for yourself. Maybe the husband always being asked by the wife, hey, honey, can you kill that and do that? And then use all the time for other things and not the important things. Okay. Let's do the last one. Time is running fast. What's the last one? Ye, enjoy the time. Okay. So we know how to treasure the time. We know how to what? Invest the time. We know how to manage the time. I said we are not managed time. We manage ourselves to use the time wisely. And then last one, enjoy the time. I hope you can develop five things in your life and you spend time in these five areas. What is it? I would say mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, and socially. So you enjoy the time in these five areas. I hope you enjoy the time in these five areas. What is it? I say again, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, and socially. So what does it mean? So you enjoy the time to reading Bible, reading Christian books. You were so delighted to read it, not, I don't want to read it. Enjoy it. You enjoy the time with your friends, your family. You're so fun with a kid. And you time with other people outside the church. You just enjoy doing exercise. Do the running in the morning, listen to Christian music. Oh, I'm so refreshed. I get the energy. Isn't it? So you enjoy. Enjoy the time that this is a gift from God. You enjoy it every day. Because what? Just one very important Bible verse. James said, yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a while time and then vanished. No one will know what happened tomorrow. So we lead what? Treasure the time. Second, invest the time. Third, manage the time. And lastly, enjoy the time. So you learn it. So dear brothers and sisters, as a conclusion, I want to remind you, there's a thing called time. It's a gift from God. And everyone has the same amount of time. No matter how rich you are, how poor you are, we have the same gift from God. But we need to learn how to use it wisely. There's a Bible verse, it's not in the PowerPoint, and remember, it's in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. It says, there is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under heaven. So there's a time for us to do the right thing, isn't it? We need to do the right thing at the right time, at the right place. And I would challenge you from now on to do, I have some recommendation I want to challenge you to do. The first challenge is I call the power of 15. What's it mean, the power of 15? What will you do to enhance your life if you had extra 15 minutes a day? Think about, you have extra 15 minutes a day. If you want to read something uplifting you, read book or whatever, or you may want to stretch your lower back because you have back pain, stretch it more for 15 minutes, or you want to spend a treasure time with some friends or your family, or in prayer with, so that you can meet God personally. Just imagine you have 15 minutes every day, okay. How many hours you can get, in 3 months? Extra hours, do you know? 22.5 hours, you have extra hours. And then, in 3 years, you can have extra 11 days of 24 hours, days. Or if only 9 hours, days, you have 30 days extra. Is it great? So can we have extra 15 minutes each day. Spend it purposefully, fruitfully. You can save the time this 15 minutes very easy. Get up early 15 minutes. Sleep later 15 minutes. Cut down your lunch time 15 minutes. Don't watch Korean drama for 15 minutes. It's easy, isn't it? Don't chat with your friend for 15 minutes. Then this 15 minutes become your precious, most precious time in your life. This is extra for you because you lose it before, but I just want you to try 15 minutes. It's not 5 hours. Can you promise me? I will ask you next time I come back to preach, I will ask you how you spend the 15 minutes. Okay? So, or you talk to your the one next to you. I will talk to you next week. We are accountability partner, okay, from now on. You tell me what have you spent the 15 minutes next week, okay? Remember who is sit beside you. Without the one beside you, talk to me then. Okay, other practical things I want to share with you. 8 practical recommendations, very fast. Know your life goals. I shared this topic with you when I first came here last time. I talked about refocus your life. We need to find out your life purpose. Without a life purpose, you would not live a purpose-driven life. You will waste your time in many ways. And secondly, make a priority to do this at each evening for the following day. Maybe you haven't tried it, but maybe you have a lot of things to do. List it out before you go to bed, and then you have more energy to do it the next day. And the third thing, wake up early. What time you wake up? I wake up usually 6:30 or 6 to read the Bible. So wake up early. Or just 15 to half an hour early. How about tomorrow? Then you have extra 15 to 30 minutes to do the whatever things you want to do. Maybe before your kids wake up, you can spend time with God or other things. Wake up early. Return as many of your phone calls and emails as possible at 1 or 2 determined time during the day. Because nowadays you have iPhone and everything, oh, you want to immediately return the call. That kills a lot, use a lot of time. But you schedule it, you know. Then you don't bother about all the email or whatever. You know, sometimes it can save you 15 minutes a day. How about batch or group as many of your daily or weekly errands as possible? Don't go the supermarket to buy one thing when the wife tell you, and then the child will say, oh, I need something, and go to supermarket to buy anything. Group it together. Oh, that can save your time. I want to save your time. Think about your relationship, a precious investment. I always hear people, when they die, they have regret that I do not spend the time wisely with the right person. Think about who you want to spend. This is the precious moment you want to spend with them. 70, thoughtfully plunge something in your life each year, or maybe even every quarter. There's a lot of things people added to you, but may not be the thing that God wants you to do. You can say no sometime. You know, delete it, and then you can see your calendar, a lot of spot you can use. And the last things, but not the least, constantly remind yourself that what? Times equal to what? Life. Time, say it again, equal to life. Time is what? Equal to your life. When you kill time, you kill life. So, God reminds us today to do what? Have a wisdom to use the time wisely. How to use it? First, tell me T. Treasure the time, I. Invest the time, M. Manage the time, E. Enjoy the time. I hope God bless you using the time. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. As we want to be good stewards, and we want to use the time wisely to honor you. Father, we know that sometimes we don't have this mindset. We don't have this willpower to do the right thing at the right time. Sometimes we will waste a lot of time to a lot of unimportant thing, but not from today. We want to make a commitment. We want to glorify your name by using our time wisely. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen.